with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump's incoming chief of staff says she wants the West Wing to be free of drama. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Susie Wiles is laying down the law for her White House colleagues. She tells Axios that she will not tolerate backbiting, second-guessing inappropriately, or drama. If Wiles succeeds, it would be a departure from the early months of the first Trump administration. Former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus was quoted in 2018 as saying, "Take everything you've heard about chaos and disorganization inside the Trump White House and multiply it by 50. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The next round of bitter cold is set to envelop the southern U.S. after the first significant winter storm of the year blasted a huge swath of the country with ice, snow, and wind. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says bundle up for the next few days.
The forecast calls for most temperatures to be in the single digits for the most part in parts of the Central Plains. Once you get into the East Coast area, say to, you know, for tomorrow morning, lots of temperatures in the teens, low 20s. By the time we get to Thursday, there'll be single-digit temperatures in parts of the Ohio Valley. And we're still looking at highs even for that part that don't crack freezing.
Meanwhile, in Southern California, winds have gained strength. Forecasters warned Tuesday of life-threatening destructive gusts that could last for days while toppling trees and bringing extreme fire risk to areas that haven't seen substantial rain in months. Fire crews responded Tuesday morning to a blaze that prompted evacuation orders for neighborhoods of large homes in the foothills of the Pacific Palisades in West Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 178 points. The Nasdaq dropped 375. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group pays some big fines.
Floridians Protecting Freedom ran a costly and ultimately unsuccessful campaign to pass an abortion amendment in the Sunshine State. The organization also committed fraud along the way. FPF has agreed to pay nearly $200,000 in fines related to fraudulent signature-gathering activity in the initial effort to get the amendment on the ballot. Several arrests have been made in the case, and investigators say they're not done yet. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis has named Cardinal Robert McElroy of San Diego as the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He's tapping one of his most liberal allies to head the Catholic Church in the nation's capital, just as President Trump is about to begin a second term. McElroy has harshly criticized the campaign by some U.S. bishops to exclude Catholic politicians who support abortion from receiving communion. This is SRN News. A Tennessee law requiring pornographic websites to verify the age of its visitors was largely blocked in court.
That action came as similar laws kicked in for Florida and South Carolina and remained in effect in other states. U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman on December 30th ruled that Tennessee's law would likely suppress Free Amendment speech rights of adults without actually preventing children from accessing the harmful material in question. The state attorney general's office is appealing. Some 19 states have passed similar laws. John Scott reporting.
Oregon homeowners that live in certain high-risk wildfire areas defined by the state must now meet new building and so-called defensible space codes. New construction in those areas will need to have fire-resistant features. Oregon's 2024 wildfire season burned record acreage. More details at srnnews.com.